Let's all say amen. We'll thank those brothers that have participated thus far in our worship service on this afternoon. We're thankful for everyone that made the decision to worship with us via conference call on this afternoon. We're thankful for your presence on the call on this afternoon. I want to welcome those that may not be members of the Lord's body, but have been invited to worship with us. We want to thank you for your presence also on the call this afternoon. We're looking at Acts chapter 20, verse 17. We're talking about the organizational structure in the Lord's body, those that serve in the capacity of leadership. And so from Acts chapter 20 and verse number 17, we took the title and called the elders of the church. So if you were with us on this morning, this is an extension of that message this morning, looking at the text that Luke penned regarding Paul's interaction with those that were elders, looking again at their function, their work, and their manner of service that they offered to the Lord and their responsibility. So we'll pick up verse number 17, again, looking at, as the scripture says, and call the elders of the church. The Bible reads, and from Miletus, he being Paul, from verse 16, sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And we talked this morning about the word elder being, it speaks to those of spiritual maturity of that person. The word elder itself speaks to that someone of age, someone, but this age is spiritual maturity in their spiritual age. And Paul, those individuals that have been appointed by the congregation there in Ephesus, Paul had sent to them. The Bible says, and when they will come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons. Paul says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the laying in wait of the Jews. And so we can draw from that, even though this is Paul, the apostle, the preacher talking, I think this verse is applicable to all of us. We want to serve the Lord with a lowliness of mind. Sometimes our serving the Lord can bring us to tears, but also in our serving the Lord, we're going to have temptations. And Paul says these temptations came to him by those Jews that were plotting against him. And so we have to realize that in this life, the devil plots against all of us to try to get us to fall. That's what he does. And so we want to allow ourselves to serve the Lord with humility. And if our service brings us to tears and we go through trial, we'll know that the Lord is watching over us. And Paul said, verse 20, Luke wrote, and how Paul said, I kept back nothing that were profitable unto you, but showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house. Paul said that when it came to the word of God, Paul said, I kept back nothing that was helpful to you. He said, but I showed you, not only did I preach the gospel or preach the word of God publicly, Paul said, I even went from house to house. He said, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks. repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So all of us need to understand that we need to have repentance. Those things that we do that violate the will of God, Paul said here that we should repent of those things. Our repentance is toward God, but we need to have faith in Jesus Christ. Our faith is in Christ, that Christ can see us through whatever we may be going through. Paul then said, and now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem. Paul said, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. He says, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. So we sometimes don't know what things may happen to us. We don't know, but we do know, we want to know, that the Lord is watching all of our situations. We know that we want to be able to pray to him and have him to hear our prayers. And that's why Peter said, when he wrote to those Christians that were going through trials, in 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayer. So we want to know that we don't know what may befall us. We don't know what may happen tomorrow, but we still want to put our trust in the Lord. And that's why Paul says, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Paul said, note what he says in verse 24. He said, but none of these things move me. And I'm saying to all of us that we may go through trials and we may go through tribulations, but don't let those things move you from being the Christian that you ought to be, from serving the Lord the way we should, as long as the Lord allows our health to hold up and we can work for the Lord. Paul said, but none of these things move me. He said, notice now, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And so I want to say to all of us, those at Highland Heights that assemble, we want to be part of a ministry where we can serve. And Paul said, I want to finish my course with joy. We want to have joy in our service in a ministry. We want to do those things that brings not only joy to ourselves, but also the Lord is pleased with us. And so Paul said that ministry that the Lord had given him, that he received from the Lord, Paul said that ministry was to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with joy. And I want to say to all of us that sometimes just finding joy or enjoyment in what you do sometimes can be the medicine that the Christian needs to help them in their situations. You got to find joy in what you do. I got to find joy on my job. I got to find joy in the home. I got to find joy in the church field. I got to find joy with our members. I got to find joy in my service. When I find joy, sometimes, again, I may not need those prescriptions that I use in order to help me. Finding that joy, Paul said, I'm going to finish my course with joy. He said, now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. We know that the kingdom of God, the kingdom is the church, and the God we're talking about is the Son, Jesus Christ. And so that's why it is a phrase in Romans 16:16, the churches of Christ, because the church belongs to Christ. So Paul said he went preaching that kingdom. He said, wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. How are you, Paul, pure from the blood of all men, Paul? He said, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. And it's the preacher's responsibility to share those things from the word of God. Do not avoid or hesitate to declare whatever the scriptures may teach. Paul said, I did that. And then verse 28, a key verse on this afternoon, Paul said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. And so we see from that text where we talk about eldership and those elders being spiritual men of maturity, but we also find that Paul styles the church as a flock, members as sheep, sheep needing a shepherd, sheep needing someone to oversee. And Paul says, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. In other words, the Holy Ghost gave the qualification for those people that was appointed as overseers to lead the congregation and oversee them. And so he says to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. And so again, the word overseer, we talked about this morning, the word bishop and the word overseer has the same meaning. It is that those to look or to watch over, a person who watches and directs the work of other people. He oversees them. And so that's what elders do in the Lord's body. They oversee those that are Christians and those that are added, those that are bathed. Their responsibility not only are to oversee them, but we find another definition. We find the word feed, where we get the word pastors from. So those that feed the church are those that shepherd the church of God, those whose responsibility is not only to care for, but to protect the flock. And they have the responsibility of guiding them, as well as Paul says here, to feed them. So the Bible teaches us those responsibilities that those that are appointed as elders over the flock, those individuals, again, take the oversight of those that are a part of the flock, to care for them, to protect them when they're sick, to care for them, to get them out of their illness, prescribe things from the word of God that can help them to come up. That's the responsibility of those that are appointed elders of the church. But Paul then warns them in verse 29. He said, I know this concerning this situation, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. So Paul used a metaphor to show wolves going after sheep that are not able to defend themselves. And so they need a shepherd to protect them from the wolves that you can have. And then Paul identify where those wolves come from. These were not outside wolves. These were inside wolves. He said also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Be careful when you got those, even among the body, that's speaking things to try to draw those to follow them. And Paul said, it will come from your own self, shall men rise up. He said, therefore watch. Again, that's what elders' responsibility, part of their definition, they're to watch. He said, and remember those that are elders, what I've been taught, what I've studied, what I've learned from the Word of God, because Paul said that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day, he said, with tears. And so we find that serving the Lord sometimes is a task, one that is can be very troubling, can bring about trials and challenges in our lives. And then Paul, note what he does as he closes, I close this text on this afternoon. Paul does something here. He entrusts them with someone. In verse number 32, he says, and now, brethren, talk to the elders. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Paul said, when we're going through things, what we want to do is entrust our faith, he said, to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He says, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. So we see two things, that when Paul commended them to God and to the word of his grace, Paul said it does two things. It is able, the word of God, if we study it, if we apply it, the word of God has the ability to build us up. And not only that, if we're obedient to the word of God will give us an inheritance among all them that are sanctified, those that are Christians. And so we talked this afternoon, looking again at the eldership, those Paul's conversation with those that he asked to come to visit with him in Miletus, and how he shared with them what their responsibilities are. And again, as I said this morning, it is God's will that every congregation has elders and deacons. It is my desire that where I serve as one of the ministers, that we have those men that desire to serve, that we can have those elders, those shepherds that can watch over the flock, protect them, care for them, keep them safe. I thank you this afternoon for your listening ear. May the Lord, again, as Paul said here, may God and the word of his grace build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified as Christians. Thank you very much.